This podcast is for reflection and education only. It's not a substitute for therapy or medical care. If anything you hear feels overwhelming or unsafe, just simply pause and seek support from a qualified professional or a trusted guide. And let's continue. Hello, this is Patrick Ryan, and this is the series Shadow as Teacher, Reclaiming the Hidden Self. This is the guided meditation for episode 4, The Gifts in the Shadow. Please do not listen while driving, operating equipment, or doing anything that requires your full attention. This work is here to support your healing journey, always alongside your healthcare professional, never as a replacement. So now, find a position that allows you to be comfortable, sitting or lying down. Allow your body to settle. Give yourself permission to release what for the next few moments you don't need to carry. And as you settle in, take a big breath in and let it out slowly. And again, in. And out. Each breath is an invitation to soften into presence. And as you listen, you may already notice the rhythm of your breathing and the way your body rests against the chair or the floor or the surface that you're lying on. And without needing to do anything, you may already be drifting inward. Imagine yourself standing at the threshold of a cave. It's not dark and frightening, as caves are sometimes imagined. Instead, it glows faintly with a warm golden light spilling from within. This is the cave of your golden shadow, the place where your gifts that you once hid wait to return. Trusting your own wisdom, you step closer. The air feels charged, as though alive with possibility. Notice that each breath you take carries both calm and a spark of anticipation. Inside the cave, you see treasures scattered about, some half hidden, some shining clearly. They may take the form of objects, a pen, a paintbrush, a torch, a crown, a book, a musical instrument. They may appear as colors or as animals or even as people who embody gifts you've admired. Notice what now catches your attention. Let your imagination offer whatever image it chooses. The image of your golden shadow showing itself, not as a concept, but as a living symbol. And perhaps you recall times when others named qualities in you, then you brushed aside. Not me, you may have thought. Oh, that's nothing special. And yet, here they are, glowing in the cave. Qualities you could not quite claim then, but can begin to see now. Because even as one part of you resisted, another part of you has always known. These gifts are yours. They've only been waiting for the right time to return. And as you discover them now, you are ready. Now, imagine approaching one of these treasures. Pick it up or sit with it. Notice its texture, its weight, the way it feels in your hands. And silently ask, what gift do you represent? What part of me have you been holding safe? And listen and notice. The answer may come as words. It may come as a body sensation, like warmth in the chest or a tingling in the hands, or energy rising. It may come as memory or as image. Trust whatever arrives. You might remember the myths where a treasure is hidden in caves guarded by dragons. But here, there is no dragon to tame. The only guardian has been your own fear, your own doubt. And now, by entering, by noticing, you've already retrieved what matters most. The treasure was never locked away from you. It was waiting for your permission to shine. Place a hand now on your heart and another on your belly and breathe into both hands. And imagine the treasure, the gift you've just met, glowing between them. And say silently, I welcome you. I'm now ready to live with you. You belong to me and I belong to you. And notice how your body responds. Perhaps a loosening, perhaps a warmth, perhaps simply a sense of being more whole. That's right. Let yourself wonder, what if this gift were no longer hidden? What would shift in your life? How would you create, love, lead, or serve differently? Noticing even the first whispers of an answer is enough. That's right. And you may also sense this gift is not only for you. In Indigenous traditions, gifts are carried for the community. In Kabbalah, each spark lifted brings light to the world. In Jung's view, what is unlived in one life returns in another. So this golden shadow you reclaim today may heal not just your own path, but something ancestral, something collective. You may be the one chosen to bring this spark forward, not only for yourself, but for those who came before and those yet to come. Now, imagine thanking the treasure you've claimed, thanking the cave for holding it safe until now, and as you prepare to turn to leave, notice that the golden light does not stay behind. It walks with you. It shines now from within you. In your chest, your breath, your presence. Step by step, you return along the path with the glow of this light bringing this gift with you. The cave fades behind, and the light remains. It is now of you. And perhaps, as you return, you remember the story of the man who traveled far to dig beneath the bridge, only to learn the treasure had always been beneath his own hearth. So too with you. The golden shadow, the gift, was never far away. It's always been yours, waiting beneath your own heart. That's right. So take a final deep breath in and let it go. And as you begin to return to this room, to the ground beneath you, to the sounds around you, to this moment in time, remember, the gifts you've hidden are not gone. They're alive, waiting, shining, and now they have begun to return. Shadow is not only darkness, it's also gold. And by reclaiming it, you walk more whole. That's right. And when you're ready, bringing all the benefit of this with you, you now begin to gently open your eyes and connect back to your body, your fingers, your toes, your arms, your legs. And with a nice big breath into this moment, bringing the benefit of this gift with you. This is Patrick, and I'll meet you in the next episode. Thank you.